Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so happy that you're a part of our family here at the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I hope you're taking care of each other, doing things so we can all come through this fairly quickly. And more importantly, if you've got people in your life like I do, whether they're on either side of the political divide, which just is so freaking annoying to me, if they can't put down their swords during the pandemic, if every day they wake up trying to make it a political discussion, debate one way or another, social distance yourself from them. Just social distance. You can just hit a little button and like just mute and make them go away. It's a wonderful thing. Then maybe we'll get back to normal at some point, even though I doubt they will. I love the fact that the NFL went about its business this week and went about business as usual with what was expected. And there were many NFL analysts out there who were critical of it at the beginning of the week. Jordan Dejani covers the NFL for CBS Sports, and he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. Jordan, in the beginning of the week, did you find yourself leaning towards, yeah, the NFL should go about business as usual, or did you think there maybe should have been a stay on all these activities?
Hey, Mr. Kincaid, I appreciate you not social distancing from me on this fine Sunday.
I'm glad to have you on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, honestly, I think it's something that we all needed, right? Because it was a pretty weird last week not having sports at all, right? The NBA shut down, college basketball's not having its tournament. And all of a sudden, we get hit with this a bevy of moves that happen in free agency. You know, it's I think it's something that really helped just kind of everybody because it was sports news, right? It was breaking sports news, and there was a lot of it. So people were happy. And, you know, you asked the question, was there any kind of pushback from the NFL going about business as normal or business as usual? And no, there was not. But I don't know if we're exactly far away from that, right? The NFL draft is coming up. The NFL, the league has already announced that the draft is going to look different. It's just going to be televised. It's not going to be a big party in Vegas. So, you know, if time goes on and we reach next month and the months, just months in the future, and the NFL is obviously going to have to make some changes like the NBA and NCAA did. So it's definitely going to be an interesting story to follow.
Do you, when you watched this week go down, what was the most shocking thing for you? Because a lot of people expected Brady to end up a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, but was there anything that just jumped off the page and you said, wow, I didn't think this team would make this move or this would be their offseason agenda?
Oh, I was very shocked by Tom Brady. I mean, I was of the belief yeah, absolutely. I thought he was just going to head back to New England. He was negotiating to have more say, you know, what goes on behind closed doors. But so when I got over the initial shock that he was going to leave New England, it was even more shocking that he picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? I mean, he's not going to Los Angeles to help run his production company. He's not going to Las Vegas to usher in a new era of football. He's going to a team who hasn't made the playoffs in, what, over a decade? I'm not ragging on the Buccaneers, but it's pretty incredible that the best player of all time wants to leave his storied past in New England in the six Super Bowls to head down south to the NFC South and play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the other surprising move was definitely the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I mean, I think we all can agree that that was absolutely shocking. You know, me and my colleagues were talking about the David Johnson contract seemed like it was going to be so burdensome for the Arizona Cardinals this offseason, and they were able to get rid of it and also pick up arguably the best wide receiver in the game. I think that Bill O'Brien got completely fleeced. That was very shocking to me.
When you hear about a guy like Bill O'Brien in that situation, does it make you say, man, I don't want my head coach being the guy who gets control, total control of the roster? As an Eagles fan, I saw Chip Kelly pretty much destroy the culture in Philadelphia, creating his new culture, as they say. Do you think it's just the bad, sometimes it's just the bad guy has the power?
No, to be honest with you, I think that something can be said about that trend, right? I mean, I don't think these are coincidences. I think that it offers a really good, you know, system of checks and balances when there's more people, you know, talking about big decisions for their franchise. When it's a head coach who gets to make all those big decisions that you know, really alter the state of your franchise and trying to implement your will. I mean, think about it. The GM is going to love DeAndre Hopkins because he's one of the best players in the NFL, right? Well, the head coach necessarily might not get along with him, and you end up giving him away for not enough compensation, right? And that's exactly what happened in this situation. So I think there's something to be said about that in terms of the power structure of a franchise. It's good to have that system of checks and balances.
When you look at where the NFL goes forward, obviously they're going to find a creative way to do the draft. I mean, they'll find a way to still make it a made-for-TV event. I'm predicting highest TV ratings ever for the draft, by the way, because people are just going to be dying. They're going to be dying for something. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, I think that was kind of confirmed just with this past week because, you know, we finally got sports news and everyone was so invested in what was going on in free agency. And, you know, if this whole pandemic, if everything keeps going as business as usual and we're still quarantined and everything like that and the draft comes, everybody's going to be watching the NFL draft. There's no doubt it'll have the highest ratings ever. You know, it's the first, you know, semi-live sporting event that will happen in months. So everyone's going to be very excited for it.
I got to ask you about two teams because someone on social media asking me to ask you, but it benefits me also. Who do you believe is better today, the Eagles or Dallas, based on their offseason from where they ended their season? Which team is more improved from where they ended their regular seasons?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And honestly, it's hard for me to not roll with the Cowboys because they're obviously keeping Dak Prescott. They inked Amari Cooper. Blake Jarwin is somebody who has potential. Joe Looney, Gerald McCoy on the defensive front. Sean Lee is coming back. Joe Thomas. Plus, the biggest move to me is getting rid of Jason Garrett and also getting Mike McCarthy, right? Now that the Dallas Cowboys have a coach who's been there before, he's been to the big game, maybe he's someone who could finally get the most out of the talent on this roster, right? Now, the Cowboys definitely lost some important pieces, in my opinion, in free agency, but they were able to keep the important ones. And like I said, adding that head coach who's been there before, been experienced, had a year off to really reevaluate everything around him in the game of football at large, I'm definitely going to be interested to see what the Dallas Cowboys can do in 2020.
I know as an Eagles fan, I don't like the idea that Ron Rivera's in Washington and that Dallas has found themselves what I believe a competent head coach. I don't like it for 1 minute because I think they're both a hell of a lot better off than they were.
Oh, 100%.
Which is great. I really appreciate your time this morning, Jordan. What are you doing? Are you a good person to be? We've been asking everybody. Are you a good person to be cooped up with or a bad person to be cooped up with?
Yeah, it's been really interesting because I didn't realize that every friendship I have is centered around sports. So, you know, it's funny, meeting my friends again. I'm like, so, like, what do you do for a living? You know, what's your name again? Like, you want to watch a 30 for 30? I don't know what else to talk about or what else to do. So without sports, I'm pretty useless.
That is good, though. It's good that we recognize where we're useless. I mean, every time my wife puts on one of those HGTV shows, I said, look, I understand how useless I am as a husband. Like, I see these guys hanging drywall and putting up shutters and everything, and all we have is the Yellow Pages or something.
Yeah, exactly. All we do is talk on the radio about sports. That's fine by me.
Jordan, take care of yourself, man, and stay safe, all right?
You too. Thank you.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.